call that if it's sometimes.
Something your wife might make out of fruit.
A jelly.
If somebody walks by with a basket full of nice looking apples and you want one, so you say, hey, how about?
What do you want for one of them
apples? And then if you're at home and maybe your son comes in with a bunch of apples and you want him to give you one of those, you say,
hand me one of them apples over here. Mm-hmm.
And would you say, give me an apple or what?
You just might say, give me an apple, or you might say, hand me one of them. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to point out something not real specifically, you don't know exactly how far it is from here to this house that somebody asks you where it is, and you just point generally in that direction, and you say, it's over.
Oh, about a half a mile or mm-hmm. a mile. Or
well, and then even less specific than that, maybe you want to just, do you ever use the word yonder, over yonder?
Yeah, we use that sometimes.
Is that the way you say it?
Mm-hmm. Over yonder. Mm-hmm.
And then if you see somebody doing something and they're doing it wrong, you say, don't do it like that, do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. And how do you... if you misunderstand what somebody said when you're talking to them, how do you ask them to repeat what they said?
I ask them, what did you say?
And if it's, maybe you're not being particularly polite, it's just a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Is there any other way you might ask
them? Well, you say, huh, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But
Do you ever say, what's that, or how's that, or?
Oh, yeah.
Which one of those sounds most natural to you?
Well, what's that?
Then, if you want to point out a man who owns this car here to somebody else, and point him out to somebody else, you say, there's the man.
Standing right over there.
And you want him to know that he's the man who is the owner of this car. So you want to get the car in too. So you say, there's the man. Would you say,
There's the man that owns this car.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Then, if there's a boy, I'll try to set up this situation. If there's a boy who has a very rich father, and then there's another boy whose father is not rich, and so you want to tell your friend which is which, you point to the rich boy, and you say, that's the boy.
His father's rich.
Mm-hmm. Then... what do you call the seed of a cherry?
Cherry seed.
And what do you call the same thing in a peach?
Peach seed.
All right. You ever call a cherry stone or
no,
pit
or anything like that?
And what do you call this kind of a peach that's kind of hard and it's not very easy to get the seed out?
They call them clingstone.
And then the other kind, it's...
that's freestone.
And what do you call the hard center of an apple?
Core.
And did you ever have any special word for, you know, when your wife might dry apples to make pies out of, and these little pieces she cuts up?
Slices.
Do you ever call them anything besides
no. that?
Some places they call them snits. Or snits.
Call them slices here.
Then, what about the, you know, when a walnut falls off the tree, it's got a sort of a soft, thick cover on the outside. What do you call that?
They're called a hull.
Well, what about the hard thing inside?
Call that the nut.